All right, good evening, class. I think this is the last class for this season, for the year. You've been a good class to teach, and I really enjoyed teaching this class to you, and I hope you got something out of the class. Well, we're going to wrap it up with the end of this thought of what we've been teaching is words, reason, and thoughts. Well, we're going to kind of sum it up with thoughts. Man rebellion is revealed through three main categories: words, reason, and thought. So when we put them all together, we're going to kind of sum it up. We're going to deal with thoughts in the book. We might not cover everything, but we're going, as I said, we're going to cover the high point. So it's chapter 10, the manifestation of man's rebellion, dealing with number three, thoughts. All right? And for the scripture, it's going to be 2 Corinthians 4 through 6. I'm reading right out of the book, class. So if you want to follow me out of your book, that's perfectly fine with me. It says, for the arms, or King James said the weapons, it says the arms of our warfare are not fleshly, but mighty through God. King James said mighty through God. I better read out of King James. This is kind of messed with me a little bit. I'm just old school, class. I'm old school, and I like King James. It's hard to get around King James Version, and so I get my best understanding through studying the King James Version over the years. And translations are fine, but I look like I can't feel with King James Version. 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, starting with verse 4. I tried to get around it, but I can't. It said, I said 2 Corinthians 10. Just give me a minute, class. Verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Well, I mean 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I might be looking for verse 10. So let me find chapter 10 here. Yeah, I got it now. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. I got it, class. Just back with me for a little bit. We're going to make it through this year. We're going to make it through it yet. We did good this together. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Everybody say through God, to the pulling down of stronghold. Everybody say stronghold. It said, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And the sixth verse says, and having in readiness to avenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, we're going to get more understanding of that scripture as we go through the thoughts in our textbook. But it's very interesting to know that thoughts like Brother Watchman Nee said, it's linked between reason and thought. There's a link between reason and thought. So man manifests his rebellion not only in words and reason, but in thought as well. Rebellious words come from rebellious reasoning. Listen. And rebellious reasoning, in turn, is cooked up in thought. Now, what is that saying? Rebellious reasoning is cooked up in thought. That means the thought process sort of like incubates. Once it incubates, it gives you, let me say it like this. When it incubates, almost like a baby in a womb, class. And then once it reaches full maturity, it brings forth, it births reasoning. Thought births reasoning. And reasoning gives you an excuse to become rebellious. Rebellious thought, it births reasoning. Okay? Okay. Rebellious thoughts, but reasoning. Now, 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 is one of the most important passages in the Bible, because in these verses, the particular area in man where obedience to Christ is required is especially pointed out. Verse 5 says, leading captive every thought into the obedience of Christ. This suggests that man's rebellion basically is in his thoughts. Well, it's in his thoughts because that's where you spend most of your idle time, in thoughts. That's where Satan projects his arsenal. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. If we have supernatural weapons, Satan also has supernatural weapons that he inflicts against our thought life to get us into, make us enemies with God. And he inflicts thoughts in our mind, rebellious thoughts, like it unto his own. And once these thoughts are inflicted into our mind, if you don't watch it, it'll take root and begin to birth. It begins to birth itself by incubating. You ever thought about something long enough and you say, you know, that's right, talking to yourself? Because after you sum it up in your mind, you see things a different way, and then Satan adds fuel to the fire. You got to understand that. Paul mentioned that we must destroy reasoning in every high thing that lifts itself up against the knowledge of God. Before you destroy reasoning, or the way reasoning is destroyed, is being able to deal with the thoughts, because the thoughts turn into reasoning. They fuel, like I say, reasoning. Man likes to build reasoning as strongholds around his thoughts. Yet these reasons must be destroyed and thought taken captive. You know, it took a while for me to understand what Brother Lee was saying, but over the years, I understand it quite plainly. And what he's saying is that reason takes thoughts, and it surrounds thoughts, your thoughts. You can come up with one thought. You can come up with, the Satan can inflict one thought to you. And what Satan does with that thought, he wants to hold that thought there long enough for it to become, you become impregnated with that thought by giving you reason. He surrounds that thought with reasoning why you should think that way. And he can implant, 5, 10, 15, 20,000 thoughts on one, or reasoning on one thought, if you listen to him long enough. Yeah, he can insinuate, and he can cause wrong thoughts to begin to manifest itself in your mind. And it's just like a snowball rolling down a hill and begin to grow and grow and manifest until you're convinced that what I'm doing or what I'm about to say is correctly right, because now I got a reason strong enough for it. Satan build a case with your thoughts through reasoning. He built a case, and an augmented case, and it seemed like a sound case, and it seemed like a legitimate case for you to think that way. And before you know it, he had birthed a rebellion in you that you cannot be convinced otherwise that you are right for what you're saying or your action is right. You ask Korah and Dathan. Oh, they were so convinced that they thought were right because they had everything and everybody behind them thinking the same thing now, that Moses, you take too much upon yourself. Seeing the whole congregation is holy, we all can hear from God. Totally convinced. It didn't come overnight. It came with a thought. You see it? They watched how Moses was doing things, and it seemed like one man shouldn't be able to have all that authority. Not over us. We all just like you. You see it? You no different from us. We got a mind too. We can think. We can see what you're doing. We can see like we're not headed to no promised land. And he had all these reasons surrounding their thought. And if they got enough reason from those thoughts to be able to build up a case against Moses and stand against Moses in rebellion. And God didn't like him. But they built up a case, you see. It became a stronghold. Reasoning, you see, man liked to build reason as strongholds around his thoughts. Now, we got to define what stronghold is. If we're probably going to get to it, but he described stronghold as buildings that's what surround and hold the enemy out. It was stronghold. And so when the enemy was attacking you, the army you ran into a stronghold and you were protected because it formed a wall around you of protection. What Satan does that with strongholds, Paul used a military term, Satan does that with strongholds in his thoughts. You see, he gives you a thought and he builds stronghold around your thoughts and hold your thoughts captive. And he holds the right thoughts from coming in. It should be the other way around. You should have the right thoughts with strongholds around it, keeping the wrong thoughts in. But no, Satan do the reverse on us. He take the wrong thoughts and try to build stronghold around it with reasoning. I hope I'm making sense, Glad. He take reasoning and build a stronghold around your thought and hold those thoughts captive where those thoughts cannot escape you, and it becomes a serious situation you become in called rebellion, and you can't even talk yourself out of it. No one else can convince you out of it. He said, oh, no, I know. Oh, yeah, because you're so convinced. And so he built it, and that's where we should be with the word of God concerning what God said. We should have a stronghold built around God's word. When Satan tried to come in, he said, oh, no, I'm convinced what God says is right. You're a lie, devil. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. You're a lie, devil. I'm submitted to my leadership. I'm submitted to my pastor. I'm submitted to those God and put in charge over me. And so, but Satan liked to play the reversal, you see. But we can't let him play that reversal against us because he's going to destroy our relationship with God. It will prevent us from being able to function in the kingdom of God and doing what God says. You don't ever want that to happen, Claire. These reasoning must be destroyed and thought taken captive. See, once you destroy the reason, then you can take your thoughts captive. It took me a long time to understand 2 Corinthians 4, 5, and 6. You're supposed to destroy reasoning and take back your thoughts captive. You see it? See, Satan has taken your thoughts captive, and you no longer can think the thoughts of God. He got the wrong, his thoughts holding you captive. But no, you should take your thoughts back from that God has and bring the right thoughts back into captivity and build a stronghold around them. He played the reversal. It took me a long time to understand 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 6. You see, and yet the reasons must be destroyed and thoughts taken captive. Reasoning ought to be cast down, but thoughts ought to be brought back. You see, God wants us to have the thoughts because the thoughts are from him. And good thoughts are from him. You see? And so in those thoughts that God wants to take back are his word that he has spoken to us. They ought to become our thoughts. They ought to come our thoughts through meditation. You see it? Isaiah, I'm trying to think of what scripture is. It talks about we pray it all the time. But our mind is stayed on thee. I think it's Isaiah 26 and 3. Let me see if that's it, Claire. I got to go to it because that's the thought that God want us to take a hold of. Isaiah, if you find it before me, say amen. Isaiah 26 and 3. I had fun with your class. You've been a good class, and I enjoy teaching this class because it's a good subject, and God wants us to know these truths, because these truths make us faithful to the things of God and to this apostolic government that God is trying to put us in position to overcome and his kingdom prevail. 26 verse 3. Let's see if that's it. Yeah, that's it. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. You see, whose mind is stayed on thee. That's your thought. Stays on God. And when your thought stays on God, God's thoughts become your thoughts. And your thoughts become God's thoughts. And that's the thought you should build a stronghold around. Always thinking what God's thinking. Yeah, your thoughts are good. God gave us God gave man the sense of a soul to be able to reason with him and let our thoughts join themselves together. That's another scripture said, come, God said, I think Isaiah 1, come let us reason together, the Lord said. Reason together. Put our minds together. Let us think together. Think like me. Get your thoughts from me. And then we can reason on the same level. And then as a scripture, another scripture said, can two walk together except they, I think that's Amos, 3 and 2, I think. Can two walk together except they be agreed? So our minds and our thoughts have to be always lined up with God's thoughts. And you need to understand that. And that's why Satan want to take our thoughts and hold them captive, his thoughts, and bring them in up and hold them captive. In spiritual warfare, the strongholds need to be stormed before thoughts can be taken captive. What stronghold? The strongholds of the enemy. We're still in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 through 6. The stronghold must be destroyed before our own thoughts can be taken back captive. You see it? Casting down imagination. You see, that was 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. So let's read that scripture again. I think I've lost it. I'm going to have to find it again because I went to Isaiah 26 and 3. 2 Corinthians 10, but I got it. My old faithful always turn right to the scripture. It says, here what it says, fifth verse says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, you see it? And bringing down and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You see, casting down imagination or casting down strongholds. You see, strongholds, imagination. They got to be cast down. You got to pull them down with the word of God and with spiritual arsenal. God gave a spiritual arsenal, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Praying in the spirit. I mean, confessing the word of God over what God say and what God say. These are spiritual weaponry that we use to cast down imagination. See, no devil. You see, the being able to bind and loose. Those are the things. You don't let a thought stay there too long. When the wrong thought comes, say, oh no, I resist. You know, James said, you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. One translation said, he'll run from you in terror. Isn't that something? He'll run from you. And what I said? In terror. The devil is afraid of you. He just don't want you to know that. He said, when you speak the name of Jesus, he's held at attention and it paralyzes him. Oh my goodness. When you speak the name of Jesus in faith and in knowledge and in revelation, it paralyzes the devil and he can't do anything. He's frozen in fear. You see, you stop him in his track. You put him back under your feet where he belongs when you know how to stand against him and cast down imagination and cast down these strongholds that try to hold itself up against the knowledge of God. See, the stronghold needs to be stormed down before the thought can be taken back. If reason are not cast aside, if reasoning is not cast aside, there can be no possibility, you see it? No possibility of bringing man's thoughts into obedience to Christ. So we got to learn this, Claire. You got to learn this. Reasoning has to be cast down, you see it? Because the thoughts, you can cast them down, the wrong thoughts, but if you don't take the thoughts back captive, you got to take your thoughts back. You got to take God's thoughts back, because then it brings us back into the realm of obedience. When you take God's thoughts back, you bring you back to obedience and say, no, that's not right what I'm thinking. No, that's not what the Bible say. No, I love my spiritual leader. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to think like that. No, I'm not going to let the devil trap me into getting into some distinction between my spiritual leader. No, that's a liar. And the truth is not in it. No, I'm not following that group. No, I'm not listening to that group. No, I'm not listening to that hearsay. Sometimes you get hearsay. That secondhand information. You don't move on secondhand information. No, no, no. If you get in a situation and Satan try to trap you, no, go to your spiritual leader and talk to him for yourself. And find out for yourself. Don't let the devil trap you, because he put these thoughts and you think he don't love you. You think she don't love you. You think they're working against you. You think they're trying to misuse you. You think they're trying to abuse you. You think they're trying to just not respect you. Satan put all these thoughts. They don't love you. They don't care for you. They prefer others before you. He put all kind of thoughts to your mind. He do it to all of us. But you don't know how to cast these thoughts down. Satan will build up on them, and he'll destroy you with his own thoughts, and he'll build a reason. Then you start showing you stuff, and you start seeing little things, and you start trying to put two and two together. And Satan, now he's working a work against you, and now you can't even sleep at night, because you're thinking that everybody against you. You think they're plotting against you. And it's the lie from the devil. It started off with a thought, and he arrested your thoughts. He took them captive, built a stronghold around him, and held you bound in bondage. And now you're in rebellion, and you're feeling sorry for yourself because nobody loves you. I'm saying a lot, class, but I know I'm telling the truth. This is the trick of the devil. If we don't leave out in this class with nothing else, we know that we got to cast these imagination down and bring all our thoughts back captive. You got to take our thoughts. See, I understand that scripture. You got to take your thoughts back captive. You got to pull the reversal back on him. You see it? You got to refuse to think his thoughts. You got to refuse. See, no, that's not what the word of God says. My spiritual leader love me. They all love me, and I love them, and I respect them. And I'm not going to let anybody separate me from my spiritual leader. No. Because they're looking out for me. And sometimes they might say things the Lord say, you don't like what the Lord say. And you think they're saying it, but the Lord's saying it. No, but when you really submit it, you take the whipping like an old time mixed watch and keep on ticking. Don't be offended so fast. Don't let your flesh get in the way. Don't let anything separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I know the tricks of the devil. The Bible says we are not ignorant of his devices. And that's true, Claire. That's the truth. Now, the phrase, high thing. Now, I'm back in your book, Claire. If you follow me, you're doing good. The phrase high thing in verse 5 is tall building in the original. From God's viewpoint, human reasoning is like a skyscraper blocking out the knowledge of God. As soon as man commences to reasoning, his thought comes under siege and so is not free to obey God. So since obedience is a matter of thought. Obedience is a matter of thought. What I said? obedience is a matter of thought. And we got to remember that. You got to remember, obedience is a matter of thought. And so, watch how he works. Watch how I'm highlighting this in my book. You see it? You see it? I'm going to read this again because you have to understand what Satan does with this high thing. You see, the phrase high thing, that's in verse 5. Casting down the imagination in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It's like an edifice is built, a wall, or that's the wall I'm talking about. It has to be cast down. It has to be destroyed. And once you put that wall up, he keep you from obeying. He keep your thoughts under garrison. It be like a skyscraper, blocking out the knowledge of God. You hear that? Blocking out the knowledge of God. Blocking out the wisdom of God. Blocking out the sound mind that God has given us, where you can't think soundly anymore. That's the trick of the enemy. So we spend a lot of time in this three verses here, because these three verses here hold the key to us staying out of rebellion. I want to make sure I get this lesson in, because we want to deal with the key thing. It got a lot of other information in this book, but this is the key thing that we need to know, because Satan would like to have all of us in dissension. Satan would like to have all of us in rebellion, but we're trying to get the cure here. We're trying to do the preventative thing, the preventative measure to keep us from walking in disobedience and to keep us having a rebellious heart with rebellious thoughts. You see, and it's not hard to permit Satan to do that to you. So you got to deal with these high things, these edifices, these tall buildings, these skyscrapers that Satan try to build around your the wrong thoughts. And don't want to let you out. These thoughts sometimes so high, you like you can't get over it. And you want to say, Lord, I'm not going to ever get through this. I don't know how I'm going to make it out of this. Yeah, but the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God can destroy every strong tower, every high tower, every edifice, every building that he's taking or raise itself against God to try to hold the thoughts in. And he give us boldness and access through the blood of Jesus. Now, let's move on now. Let's try to get a little bit further. Now, so, as soon as man commences to reason, his thoughts come under siege, and so he's not free to obey God. That's Paul's statement. Now, notice this here. Look at this statement. Man's habit of reasoning is so serious that it cannot be resolved without a battle. I'm going to say it again, class. Man's habit of reasoning is so serious that it cannot be resolved without a battle. Now, notice what he said here. His man's habit. You see, reasoning is a habit, because we were born when we just reasoning beings. Everything has to have a reason, and that's just the way we created, I guess. You see, to have to figure things out, we were taught to figure things out. I like to figure things out. And figure things out. It takes some time. It takes thinking, and we got to sit down and assess things. And I like troubleshooting things, but sometimes it takes thoughts. And I train myself to think a lot. Sometimes I lay in bed at night when I'm working on a project, think about how I'm gonna do this. I'll stay up half of the night sometimes until I figure it out in my mind. And once I get it figured out in my mind, I can go to sleep. But Satan can use these habits of reasoning against you when it comes to spiritual things. He'll know your mode of operation, and you know that you always got to try to figure things out for yourself, because you don't get a peace in your mind until you figure it out. But so he inflicts his thoughts, and then your mind automatically goes into an automatic gear trying to figure this thing out. and you reason with it, and you think about it sometime all night long until you try to make sense. And then what he'll do, he'll take those thoughts and hold them captive, and he'll build a wall around it and say, oh, I got you now. I didn't let you reason long enough to get your mind right where I want it. But no, you got to recognize that the enemy is using you, that the enemy has got his hands in it. See, reasoning is good in God's perspective when you're reasoning right things, when you're figuring things out to repair something. All that's good, but Satan always can take it and use it for evil. Satan take everything that God created in you, a good thing, and try to use it for evil. And so he'll take your thoughts and create reasoning to use it for evil, and now he's going to destroy you with your own thoughts that he's captivated you with. That's really from him, but he used your ability and your functioning and your mind and your habit of doing things to bring his plan to pass. Oh, you see how crafty the enemy is. But we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. I'm so glad I'm not ignorant of Satan's devices. Thank you for this apostolic. It opens us up to the mind of God, and it exposes the tricks of the devil. I'm so glad. Now, Paul did not use reasoning to fight against reasoning. I thought that was a good thought. The mental inclination to reason must be met with spiritual weapons, and that's what I've been saying all the while. Namely, the power of God. It is God who battles against. It is God who battles against us, for we have become his foe. You see it? Well, I got to explain that statement. Once you get in cahoots with Satan, with his thoughts, his reasoning, and his rebellious idea, then God become our foe, and he began to battle against us. That's what he's saying here. It is God who battles against us, for we have become his foe. Our mental habit of reasoning is something we inherited from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yet, how few there are who realize how much difficulty these minds of ours give God. Satan employs all sorts of reasoning to enslave us. It's good stuff, Claire. To enslave us, that we, instead of being apprehended by God, becomes enemies of God. You see? And that's why we got to be mindful of our thoughts that comes in. That's why you can't never let any thought run loose in your mind. Find out where it comes from. And check it out. Don't let it linger too long. See if it's from God or see if it's from the enemy. If it's from the enemy, you deal with it. You cast it down. You see it? You don't let it stay there too long. Because he wants you to get you to lingering in your thoughts. He can enslave you by bringing some reasoning to you and captivate your mind. We know that Satan reasoned with Eve. You see, we know how that situation went. And he causes, when reasoning arises, I like this. When reasoning arises, man's thoughts fall into a trap. You see it? When reasoning arises, man's thoughts fall into a trap. Reason and thoughts are closely joined. Let me find my spot, Claire. Reasoning and thoughts are closely joined. The first tends to capture the second. And once the thought is taken captive, man finds himself incapable of obeying Christ. Oh, my goodness. And then we're just not talking about rebellion against spiritual authority. We're talking about rebellion against what God trying to get you to do sometimes. He'll give you a reason why not to do it. He'll implant some thought, some idea, some schemes of his to try to get you to disobey Christ and not to follow his instruction. He'll get you to add to his instruction. He'll get you to take away from God's instruction. And so you got to be mindful of these thoughts, you see. It therefore follows that if we really desire to obey God, we must know how the authority of God destroys the stronghold of reasoning. Now, I want you to do something for me, Claire. I'm not going to get too much further, but if you permit me, I'm going to pull one question out of this next section here, recapturing the captive mind, but that's going to take you to do something for me. That's going to take you to read this on your own, recapturing the captive mind. It's going to be dealing with how to take your thoughts back. And I want you to read it because I'm going to pull one statement out of here, probably going to be true or false, that I think you should know. And that's how I'm going to know that you read it. Because I wish I could finish it, but recapturing, it's an important statement. Recapturing the captive mind. Your mind, once it is being taken captive, or once it has been taken captive, it has to be taken back. What you mean? Taken back out of captivity. If you're going to be free and not walk in rebellion, you can't be free if you don't do something with the thoughts. If Korah, Dathan, and Abiram could have got their thoughts taken back, they would never have been destroyed. If Noah's son Ham would have settled down and not let his thoughts take him captive, he would have not become a slave. If Eve would have taken her thoughts back and saw where what Satan was doing was twisting the word of God and taking his thoughts and planting them into her mind, and she had her thinking that what God was saying. If she would have been able to take captive God's thoughts back, we wouldn't have been in the dilemma we are today. So class is important that we take back captive our thoughts. And that is, and I want you to be able to look at this and understand. It's going to be a simple true and false question. You got to almost be almost totally unspiritual to miss it. I'm not going to put no trick situation on you. But I just want you to read this and know it for yourself. You have to take your thoughts back. If you don't, there's no way to be able to obey God like he wants you to. Well, you've been a good class. I wish I could have gone further class, but I hope that this class has imparted some understanding to you of where or what we were trying to convince you of through the word of God dealing with spiritual authority. It's not being subject to a man. It's being subject to the Spirit of God upon that man. And it has to be in the spirit of obedience. If you be willing, Isaiah 1:19 said, in obedience, you shall eat the good of the land. It's just a all around subject. And you'll find it in every dimension of life, in the world, in the church, and in the home. So if this is not settled, you'll never be able to function properly in your spiritual life and enjoy the good life, because good life comes through walking in obedience to the things of God. Well, you've been a good class, and on behalf of Apostle Thompson and the rest of the staff, I want to say thank you for permitting you to teach you this season, and I'll see you soon. God bless you.